This is Exceptional Voices, a podcast shining a light on businesses that champion inclusive recruitment and hire people with lived experience of the criminal justice system.
Hi, I'm Adriana Pace, Director of the Woven Foundation. This podcast celebrates 10 years of The Exceptionals, our award-winning campaign for social change, which opens doors for employers to hire people with lived experience of the criminal justice system. Since 2016, we've celebrated outstanding examples of best practice, powerful stories of transformation, resilience, and value-led leadership. These stories show that when people are given a fair chance, extraordinary things can happen, both in the workplace and in the wider community. Over that time, the number of employers recognising the value of hiring prison leavers has doubled, from 12% to 24%, but there's still a long way to go. This series continues our work in this space. You'll hear from employers and experts sharing practical tips to help navigate the hiring process with confidence, while also offering valuable insight into the meaningful relationships they've built along the way. This special episode of Exceptional Voices was recorded at KPMG's Canary Wharf headquarters, where we met the brilliant team behind their New Futures programme, Taya Thompson and Fran Hall. And they were joined by Rohan, a participant currently taking part in the initiative. Since launching in 2022, New Futures has supported over 50 people leaving prison, helping them develop new skills and access meaningful work, with several going on to permanent roles at KPMG. Senior partners and colleagues have played a key role, providing mentorship and guidance every step of the way. The response across the firm has been overwhelmingly positive. KPMG has also brought its wider supply chain on board, with a Redemption Roasters cafe on site, meaning anyone buying a coffee can show their support. By sharing their journey, KPMG hopes to inspire employers across the UK to follow their lead and create a more inclusive workforce for the future. We began our conversation together by exploring the vision behind the programme.
So this has been quite a long journey for us, really. We started off doing voluntary work in prisons through an organisation called Key for Life, who support people as they're leaving prison and back into the community. And we developed a partnership with them back in 2017, I think it was. And that really opened our eyes to the incredible people, the incredible talent that was available in our prison system, and also to the barriers that many people face as they leave prison in getting back into meaningful employment. And really that inspired us to try to do something different in our business and provide opportunities to that fantastic talent.
Wonderful. And can you describe the main aims of the programme and how it fits into your broader social impact strategy?
Yeah, absolutely. So we try to provide meaningful, long-lasting, inspiring, great careers for people. So that's really what we're trying to do. And we've been testing lots of different things across our business. We're still in a sort of pilot phase at the moment. But it ties in really closely with our broader inclusion, diversity, equity policies and what we're trying to do from a social mobility perspective, because we know through a lot of our voluntary work that our prisons are sort of overrepresentative of a lot of the IDE indicators that we're trying to support. So it ties in really nicely with a lot of the other work that we do in this area, and really trying to encourage people who wouldn't necessarily consider a career somewhere like KPMG to come and talk to us and find out if there's opportunities for them.
And what kind of roles does the programme cover at KPMG?
So as Thea mentioned, we're absolutely kind of in our pilot phase at the moment. So in short, lots of different types of roles. There are obviously parts of our business which are more difficult and that we kind of haven't quite tackled yet. So at the moment, we're just focusing on those that kind of A, suit our candidates that we meet as well. We're really keen that actually people are going into jobs that suit their skill sets and actually they want to do, because then, of course, they will stay with us. And that's absolutely the aim of it. So, in short, lots of different types.
Is there room for progression within the company?
Absolutely. I think, as Thea mentioned, one of the main kind of things that we're after in this program is that people do want to stay with us. And we know that some of the amazing talent we've hired, they want to progress, they want to be promoted. It's human nature, right? Everybody kind of wants professional development. So there's absolutely room for progression. And I think KPMG definitely does set that up to be possible as well, which is great.
And we've actually had some brilliant news recently. I'd say in the last year, we've had some of our kind of earliest recruits go through the promotion process and get promoted, which is just really wonderful for us to see, both from an individual perspective, but also it's testament to the brilliant people that we hire through this program.
Yeah. And we've had people move too, in terms of like variety as well, I think, because sometimes people might not necessarily want to be promoted, but actually kind of trialing different types of jobs. Again, I think you can do that in a massive firm like this, which is great.
Rohan, how did you first hear about the opportunity to join KPMG?
I was approached by a company called Inside Job. I think they come under Beating Time work in prisons to help ex-offenders get into employment. And they put me in touch with a senior partner at KPMG. And then I heard about the New Futures program. And then, yeah, that's how I heard about them.
So, Thea, what partnerships, charities, prisons, training providers have been most critical to making the program work?
Oh, gosh, a huge number that have been absolutely fundamental to us getting going on this, but also making it a success. So I think we realised from a lot of our voluntary work that we couldn't really do this alone, that there were things that we were going to need support on from the third sector, from charities, particularly around finding candidates, as Rohan mentioned, but also providing some pastoral support as people kind of leave prison, transition into the community, lots of things that we're just not best placed to help with. So our charity providers have been absolutely fundamental to our program. We work with a huge number. So we've already mentioned Key for Life, who we've done a lot of voluntary work with over the years. We work with Beating Time and their Inside Job program. We work with Breakthrough Social Enterprise, Ants Junction, 1111 Prison Support. But more broadly than that, we've been working a lot with our supply chain as well to try to encourage other organisations to think about inclusive recruitment. So we're really proud to have Redemption Roasters coffee served throughout our offices. And also we have a cafe downstairs in our main head office in London, which is brilliant. And that's been a fantastic partnership for us. And we also work with some of our other suppliers like Restaurant Associates. They've been involved in our volunteering efforts and they work really closely with us with Key for Life, for example. So we're keen to encourage as many people as we can to take this seriously and think about what they can do in their own businesses.
Rohan, what kind of training, mentoring or support have you received?
Quite a lot, to be honest. So I started in a team and then I was assigned like a buddy or a mentor to help me just with like day-to-day activities like navigating timesheets, the internal systems and intranet stuff. And then also just a business mentor as well. Her name's Belle. She just knows quite a lot of KPMG processes and how to get around. So she's been quite pivotal to like the support that I've been given. And then at the beginning, I had support from Ants Junction as well. So yeah, quite a lot of extensive support, which is nice to have, especially at the beginning, because you're kind of reintroducing yourself to the corporate world and come from a totally different world. So yeah, it was needed, definitely, and it's still ongoing to this day.
That's great. So there's lots of ongoing opportunities for training and new skills.
Yeah, training wise KPMG's got mountains of it. Like it partners with industry recognized companies like Microsoft, SAP, Oracle and stuff, so you can do all those certifications as well as their own internal certifications, and then literally whatever you want to do, like project management, enterprise architecture, infrastructure wise, it's really good for training, to be honest. So yeah, lots of opportunities there.
How did the program help you prepare for the workplace?
The first week or two was really like a slow start. So they gave me enough time to prepare myself, I think, not just like professionally, but like personally as well, because I had some issues with housing at the beginning. So they were really accommodating with, you don't have to do pretty much anything in the first week. It's just like mandatory training, meeting the team, introductions, and then finding your feet for the first few weeks, if not months, and then kind of slowly start you on like internal work. And then, yeah, just build you up, which is nice. So I think the program was supportive with like mentoring, like regular check-ins, and then, yeah, just being really patient, which is helpful. Yeah.
Great. Thank you. So, Fran, just talking about the culture, have there been any unexpected benefits to the wider company culture as a result of this approach to inclusive hiring?
I suppose it was unexpected for us. I think when we started the programme, we were more than hopeful that it would be received well. I think none of us worry too much about that. We're a firm that is inclusive. Certainly that's my perception anyway, in terms of how I perceive the firm. So I think something that demonstrates how well it's been received, I suppose, is whenever we speak to colleagues, kind of outwardly communicate about the programme, the feedback that we get is actually that people want to be involved, people asking kind of, you know, how can clients be involved, where they may be also very supportive of what we're trying to achieve here. So I think that tells us that, you know, we're not kind of getting inundated with questions about like, what have people done, kind of, what, you know, how is this working, etc. It's more, how can I get involved and where can I support you do this because I love this. So yeah, it's always been super positive.
So Thea, could you possibly provide some insight into how this programme supports KPMG's broader social value strategy?
Yeah, absolutely. So social mobility is really, really important to us, and it's right at the top of the radar of a lot of our leadership, and it's something that we're really proud of the work that we do in this area. We want to have an inclusive and diverse workforce, and we know that we need to do a lot of outreach to support people into careers at KPMG. And this is a brilliant part of that broader social mobility strategy. I think I mentioned a little bit earlier that we know our prisons are sort of overrepresentative of many people from a Black and ethnic minority background, from neurodiverse communities, care leavers, etc. And these are the types of people that we really should be supporting into brilliant careers. And I think for us, what we've realised is that we will always be at the lower end of the scale in terms of the number of people that we can recruit through our programme. But what we can do is try to drive more of a societal shift in how people perceive prison leavers, people leaving prison, people with convictions. And so actually that needs to be part of the role we play.
That's great to hear. And Fran, how did you become involved with the programme?
So in my lifetime before KPMG, I used to be a prison officer, and that kind of stemmed from me studying criminology at university. So once I did make that kind of career change, if you like, from working as an officer to KPMG, I think it was something that I absolutely knew I wanted to continue. It's definitely a passion of mine. And I think I was just so pleased and surprised, I suppose, to learn that we obviously already had the relationship with Key for Life as well. So I got involved from a voluntary capacity initially, and then learned about the amazing kind of groundwork that Thea and the team had already done around the New Futures programme, and being able to employ prison leavers ourselves as well, and basically just hounded them until they let me get involved. And that's 3 years ago. We do this on top of our day job, if you like. So for us, it's definitely something that gets us out of bed in the morning, and we're always looking to improve the programme and get more people.
That's great to hear. Really inspiring. Rohan, what's been the most valuable skill that you've gained from this experience to date?
I think probably the most valuable, it might not be a skill, but I think the most valuable thing that I'll take away from like KPMG, and that's not me handing in my resignation, but the most valuable thing at working here is definitely, it sounds really cliche, but is they have some like extraordinary people, a bit like Fran and Thea, that do like great things on the side of their jobs. Like the 9-to-5 is not enough, they which is really demanding. They like stand up for like prison leavers, ex-offenders. They do quite a lot of like diversity stuff. They've got so many societies for like the Muslim network, the Sikh network, and everything. And then even your engagement managers and your engagement leaders, really approachable, like inspiring characters, great conversations. Yeah. I think that's the most valuable thing, is definitely like the lifelong friendships that you have with the people.
That's great to hear about how the company's really investing in the people it employs and creating such a welcoming culture.
Yeah.
So that's really wonderful to hear. So Thea, how are you measuring long-term success? I appreciate this is a pilot, so
yeah,
you're still
exploring. One thing we wanted to do when we sort of set this program up was provide really great careers for people that are long-lasting. And even if people choose not to stay at KPMG for their entire life, which we obviously don't expect, that they'd learn loads of great skills, gain loads of brilliant experience that could take them into brilliant employment in the future if they choose to do so. So that's been a key focus for us. So we obviously look at our retention figures really closely, and we've had good success with that generally. So that's a big indicator for us. More broadly, we are still in pilot phase, as you say. So we are still testing out what roles work, what entry pathways work. Ultimately, I think we'd love to kind of move out of a pilot phase and have some really clear dedicated pathways for people to come through the New Futures program. We're not quite at that point yet, but yeah, that's kind of where we'd love to get to.
That's great. And Rohan, how do you feel about your career prospects now?
Yeah, endless. It literally is a world in itself. You can really do anything. They've got so many like internal projects that just go into like AI, cyber. I've always been quite tech focused, and I know that KPMG have like pivoted towards that way in the last 20 years or so. So it's maturing quite massively in the marketplace. So yeah, my career prospects are quite vast.
That's inspiring to hear. What advice would you give to a prison leaver who's thinking about applying for a role at KPMG?
The advice would be, is not what you think. KPMG probably has a reputation quite historically as like an audit or accounting firm, or like a finance company, but I haven't done anything like that. So the advice would be, definitely go for it. It's like a great opportunity to get to know some great people. And even if it's not for you, to get started just on your journey of employment, KPMG is a great place to start.
Thank you. And Fran, how do you see the programme evolving in the next 3 to 5 years?
I think bigger and better. So, So hopefully moving out of, we've referenced a lot kind of being in a pilot phase, hopefully moving out of that. And I think what that will look like is having kind of more sustainable roles that we know kind of year in, year out are going to be there, and that we can sustainably recruit into those roles, so having more vacancies. But also in terms of kind of exposure of the programme as well, and again, we talked about it in terms of how other colleagues have perceived the programme, kind of building that momentum from that perspective as well, people being proud to say that, you know, KPMG does hire prison leavers, and we can proudly kind of stand to that. And also from a candidate experience, we want the programme to support those coming from the prison leaver background, regardless of how long they've been out of prison, etc. And we want them to kind of have that amazing first year to kind of land, and us to have reflected on maybe what didn't go so well in the pilot, because that undoubtedly does happen. And we want to make sure that we kind of give them every opportunity to kind of grow and go into the firm and do what they like. So yeah, in short, bigger and better.
And Thea, what advice do you have for employers who are thinking about offering safe and fair recruitment across their organisation?
Oh gosh, I think firstly, speak to others. We've taken huge value from speaking to other people who were maybe further along in their journey, and learning from others about what works and doesn't work. And we're always happy to share our experience. It will be unique to our organisation, but we're confident there are things that others can learn. And the second thing I'd say is kind of get out there and start volunteering in prisons. You'll realise really quickly that there are incredible people that really deserve a second chance, and that would be, you know, hugely valuable to your organization. So I'd say sort of reach out and ask others for help and get exposure and kind of realize how amazing it can be if you take this first step.
Are there any last thoughts that anyone would like to share?
My last thoughts would be to thank everybody who we already have recruited through the program for bearing with us while we've got things wrong, for proving and demonstrating to the business that this works as well, because that gives us the license to operate, to be honest, is by saying, you know, look how great people we've got. So yeah, big up to the guys out there on the New Futures program.
Great.
Thank you.
Well, thank you all so much for joining me today. And that's all for our episode on the Exceptional Voice podcast. Thank you for sharing your stories and insights from this really inspiring program, your KPMG's New Future program. You know, seeing how you give people a second chance through meaningful employment, it's not just transformative for individuals. It seems like it's also transformative for an organization, and it drives positive change across both your workforce and also wider society. So thank you.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
The Exceptional Voices podcast is part of the Exceptionals campaign. Find out more at www.theexceptionals.org. Audio production by The Boy in the Corner.